Shabbat shalom. As humans, we have trouble living in the moment. We look back, we look forward. Unlike other species, we are not exclusively tied to the now. We don't see lions reviewing their actions and thoughtfully making sense of their lives. Antelopes are not looking for the meaning of life. They are looking for a good meal or a good place to rest. But for us, reflecting upon our lives is of critical importance. As Socrates famously taught, the unexamined life is not worth living. Torah teaches a similar idea. Right after Cain kills his brother Abel, God asks Cain, "Where are you? Ayeka." Of course, God knows exactly where Cain is. God asks, "Where are you?" as a way of asking, "Where are you in your life at this moment after you have done this thing?" There is an episode in this week's Torah portion referred to as Lot's wife that has a lot to teach us about reflecting upon our own lives. In the story, God destroys the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah after not being able to find enough righteous people living in those cities to justify saving them. However, God sends an angel to save Lot and his family. As they run from the city, the angel warns them, "Don't look back." But Lot's wife did look back. We read, "Vatabet ishto me'acharav, vatahi netziv melech." Lot's wife looked back and thereupon turned into a pillar of salt. She turned into a human-shaped rock of salt. Why did this happen to her? Our sages offer different explanations. Rashi suggested that perhaps she was so inhospitable and self-centered that she wouldn't even give her neighbors salt when asked. So from Rashi's perspective, her punishment is an ironic twist. She becomes the very thing that she denies others. The Chizkuni says that actually she wasn't turned into a pillar of salt. Rather, she looked back and she saw a pillar of salt. She witnessed God bringing down salt, sulfur, and destruction on Sodom and Gomorrah, and the pillar was the manifestation of that destruction. But there are two explanations for the occurrence of Lot's wife turning into a pillar of salt that are particularly relevant to us. One, Radak says, Lot's wife wasn't punished. Rather, she looked back for too long and got caught up in the storm. She didn't just peek. She became completely consumed with watching the destruction until all that was left of her was a pillar of salt. Most of us are like Lot's wife, at one time or another, looking back at the past at the same time that we are trying to move forward. I would like to suggest that this is not a bad thing. In many cases, reflecting on our past is a strength and a key to a meaningful life. We need to understand where we've been to know where we want to go. We need to look back in order to learn how to move forward. Poet David White expresses a similar idea about regrets. He writes, "Regrets may in fact be a faculty for paying attention to the future, for sensing a new tide where we missed a previous one. To regret fully is to appreciate how high the stakes are in an average human life. Fully experienced, regret turns our eyes attentive and alert to a future possibly lived better than the past." We all have regrets. We have let ourselves down. We have let others down. We haven't always been kind or offered help when we had the chance. We may have missed opportunities to connect with others. We have sometimes been careless and shoved off responsibility. Every single one of us is imperfect and we know it. And sometimes our sense of failure can make us feel so badly about ourselves that we don't feel deserving of moving on. We punish ourselves looking back for way too long until we too become hardened in the remnants of our tears. We need to remember that we are also good. We lift each other up. We show up for each other. We can be kind and compassionate. Maybe we helped a friend or a family member who was sick, or donated to a worthy cause, or have given good advice, or went out of our way to assist someone in need, or provided cheer for someone in need of uplift. We are there for each other. Every one of us has done many, many good things. Yet we may still find ourselves tied down with regret, but the angels are telling us to leave that city of regret, that we have wallowed there long enough. We are deserving of a fresh start, a new day, a second chance. Two, another interpretation suggests that Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt because she was lagging behind, looking backwards for her daughters to join her. Lot's wife was a mother. And when we are a parent, we are always aware of our responsibilities. She looked back as an act of protection and care, in the same way that all parents strive to guide, protect, strengthen, and support their children. She looked back beyond herself to guide the next generation. The image of her as a pillar of salt, then, is symbolic not of tears, but of strength. In antiquity, salt is a symbol of permanence. It stops decay. It was a symbol of incorruptibility. It was used to purify. The prophet Ezekiel taught that newborn babies were rubbed with salt. Thinking midrashically, when I reflect upon the story of Lot's wife, I see a grandmother tied to her three adult daughters with an invisible cord, looking out for them, even if their journeys have taken them far from each other, even if they are in different countries, they are still attached by the mother's caring gaze. I see a mother raising two children, a girl, a boy, looking forward with hope, with faith, as each of her children carve a path into the future. As reflective beings, we are concerned with what we leave behind, ensuring that those who come after us are on the right paths moving forward to a better future. May our youth be strengthened, knowing that we are looking out for them. We are looking back towards them as we work to clear paths of goodness. May they always feel our light of love shining on them as they venture forward. Shabbat Shalom.